Welcome to your daily devotional for December 10th. Every daughter who possesses an inheritance. Numbers chapter 36, verses 6 through 9. This is what the Lord commands concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, "Let them marry whom they think best, but they may marry only within the family of their father's tribe. So the inheritance of the children of Israel shall not change hands from tribe to tribe. For every one of the children of Israel shall keep the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. And every daughter who possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be the wife of one of the family of her father's tribe, so that the children of Israel each may possess the inheritance of his fathers. Thus no inheritance shall change hands from one tribe to another, but every tribe of the children of Israel shall keep its own inheritance." The theocracy of Israel was one of the first nations to allow for women to have inheritance rights. This is often ignored by those of feminist persuasion and by many younger people who are bought into the agenda-driven history taught in schools and colleges today and are completely ignorant of this fact. Indeed, although men and women are assigned different roles in the family and the church in the Bible, nowhere is it taught that women are in any way inherently inferior. The Old Testament is instructive regarding the earthly inheritance of each of the two, and only two, genders. But the New Testament is instructive with regard to the heavenly inheritance of all those who believe, regardless of gender, ethnicity, or station in life. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29 reads, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." With regard to salvation, God is no respecter of persons. He is a rewarder of faith. Have you accepted His gracious salvation? And if anyone you know is hung up on gender or racial issues, or is using that as an excuse to evade accountability to God in decision about Jesus Christ and His gospel, let them know that the universal love of God that knows nothing of chauvinism, sexism, or any other ism that the world is so hung up on. God loves all and desires that all come to faith in Him through His Son, Jesus Christ.